It's time to bring in the man who has been talking about the weather forecast basically the same for almost 5 days now, at the end of last week and this week, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And it has been, gladly, for me anyhow, because I don't have to make much in the way of changes. Yeah. And I'm just sitting back waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so far, I don't see any signs of that yet. Cape Cod will have to worry over the weekend, but that's about it. And we'll talk about that in a second. So today will be cloudy with a chance of snow showers. I mean, they're in and around the area right now as we speak. That'll be changing over to rain showers by this afternoon, 40 to 45.
And they're just going to be showers, right? Nothing steady, right?
I don't see anything steady.
Now. Yeah.
Nope. Windy with periods of rain tonight, mid-40s. Periods of rain and showers will taper off Friday afternoon, then clearing with a high near 50. Partly sunny, low 40 Saturday, sunny Sunday and Monday, Martin Luther King Day, about 40 degrees. There will be an offshore storm forming over the weekend, and it's going to be close enough to clip Cape Cod. So Cape Cod is going to get strong winds. They'll have rain, cold rain, maybe even some wet snow. So if anybody's headed that way, the weather's not going to be pretty. The wind on Cape Cod could easily go to 50 miles an hour over the weekend. So, again, I would say it's a near miss, and let's hope that's the way it stays because, you know, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, a lot of people get suspicious. Things could happen. Yeah, well, hopefully nothing will, and everything will continue to work as we're planning it to work. So that's a scoop there.
No, Cape Cod's just going to get, if they get hit, they're just going to get hit with heavy rain and wind, right?
Maybe some snow.
And like you said, that has no chance of hitting us.
Right now, the chances are very small.
Okay.
So let's hope it stays that way.
Yes.
This year, I just don't trust. It's as simple as that. I just don't trust it. So we'll continue to watch that for you. But in the meantime, I tried last night to watch. I got to use my common sense sometimes. I tried to watch last night that movie Banshees.
Yeah.
Which won all kinds of awards. Colin Farrell's in it. And, you know, when they have the heavy Irish accent. And a lot of what they said, I couldn't understand. I never thought that I should put the closed caption in.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a smart idea. Well, anyhow, I fell asleep. Just thought I'd tell you that.
You know, I watch a lot of movies now, action movies, out of China, and even some out of Russia. Okay. And they're very well done, and they're fun to watch. And, of course, they're not overdubbed, so I put on the captions, and I didn't think I'd like it. But you know what? It's kind of cool. Yeah. You know, you get to see Japan saving. I mean, you get to see China saving the world instead of the United States. You get to see Russia saving the world instead of the United. You know what I mean? Everything's done on that country's perspective.
Right. Okay.
And it's kind of fun to watch. It's kind of fun to watch, and you can follow along with the. On my TV, there's like seven different ways you can display the closed captioning.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, and so I the way I like it the best is middle-sized, bright white, that is on the very, 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 very bottom of the screen.
Right.
But then again, I have a 90-inch screen, so they're very easy to read.
Really?
Yeah, they're very easy to read. But anyways, yeah, closed captioning is actually real good because it expands what you can watch. Now I want to get to the California and the drought. You know, somebody must have been listening to us, Pat, because now all of a sudden, the New York Times, the Associated Press, they're doing stories on. Guess what? Will all this rain affect the drought? And the Associated Press story says that the biggest amount of water has come into Central California, including San Francisco Bay, Sacramento Valley. It's now 138% of average for this time of year. Now, also on top of that, a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevada that run along California's eastern border.
Okay.
And now they say most of the state's reservoirs are below average for this time of year, but some now have begun to fill up, especially those close to the hard-hit Sacramento region along parts of the Sierra Nevada. So they're starting to fill up. Now, of course, it all depends what happens over the course of the next month or two. They give an example that a reservoir in Sonoma County was roughly half its historical average on Christmas, and right. now it's almost 85% full.
Huh?
So it is starting to have an impact. But then again, it's got to keep going on for them to really feel safe. So, but that's interesting because we started questioning this 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Why wasn't anybody jumping on this story 2 weeks ago?
Who knows?
Well, I know why. Because it's not to them. They get on the story and they beat it to death. Then they bring in commentators to beat it to death. And by the time they get around to this, it's 2 weeks later. You know, it's they just go newspapers, big newspapers and TV stations. They just go for the ratings stories, not follow-up stories, which I think people, especially in California, our most populous state, would have loved to be kept abreast. So
yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's what one does, they all follow.
Yeah.
You know, if ABC is leading with the documents found in Biden's office when he was vice president, well, then you can bet your boots that the other networks are going to lead with the same thing.
And if something weird happens, like a guy kills his wife, there's a million follow-ups on that. Now it's a news story at first if someone does something heinous and horrible. But then let's move on. Let's get some, let's get more news on different things. Yes, that's me. I guess I shouldn't complain. But, we used to get more news when we just had half-hour network newscasts. We used to get more new news when ABC, CBS, NBC just had a half-hour newscast in the evening. We used to get more varied news then. More
That's
different
kind of
story.
Interesting, yeah. And, some people may say, well, maybe if it turned on a local channel, you'll get more news. But that's not the case either.
No, it's not. It's a whole new way of looking at news. It's a 24-hour news cycle, and they just beat it to death, and there's no follow-up. No follow-up.
Yeah, yesterday I got a call from a friend of mine who lives in the area and said, Pat, what's the story with the earthquake? I said, what earthquake? They said, oh, it's being reported on Facebook. I said, well, if it's being reported on Facebook and I'm not getting an alert, it can't be true.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? I said, no, I'm programmed. We have it programmed here that in the event of an earthquake, we get the bulletin immediately.
Yeah, we have
the magnitude.
Yeah, we have that.
I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Facebook, what a way to get your news.
Yeah, see what I mean? Unbelievable. Do you remember years ago, Marshall? I mean, our listeners can't appreciate it, but years ago, I mean, now everything, comes flying in on the computer on the internet. But years ago, we didn't have that. We had these old M80 teletype machines.
Yep.
They were like a typewriter. They weren't that fast.
They weren't that fast. They were big. They were noisy.
Clunky. And they would have to bring the news out. And you would hear the bells going off. When there was a bulletin, you'd go over there and start reading it and say to yourself, can you go a little faster so I could rip this off and get it on the air?
And
I used to remember just praying that the weather observations would come a little faster. But Even that took a lot of time.
We had three. We had UPI, AP, and one other one. When I was at WKNY in Kingston, New York,
uh-huh.
and they each had massive bells that rang
yeah.
when Bolton came in. And so when something big happened, you knew about it. But yeah, the whole thing's changed. What the heck? But then again, we do what we do, Pat. We're oblivious to it.
Yeah, by the way, we used to do the weather for WKNY.
Well, how long ago?
A long time ago. Craig Allen was the guy for them. We did WGMY. We did the station in Mount Kisco. Was that WKIP?
They're in Poughkeepsie, WKIP.
Yeah, I think we did the weather for them. At one point, we did the weather for almost, you know, a lot of the Hudson Valley, New York radio stations.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah. You know, and now, of course, you know, they're into bartering or just, you know, ripping and reading.
Ripping and reading.
That leaves us out.
All right. Well, don't leave us out because let's go over the forecast one more time.
Snow showers go to rain showers. Rain tonight and windy. Rain tapers off tomorrow. And then partly sunny and chilly over the weekend.
All right, Pat. Have a good day. I'll speak with you mañana.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio and the Robin Hood Radio Network.